Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, holla, holla. Hey, I want to share just it's Thursday, so it's a throwback Thursday. I'm going to throw it all the way back to about a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, when my daughter and I were recording a video. And I had kind of my full-blown panic attack, stutter, and wow, it came back. The enemy attacked again, and I was inside a church of all places. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast. Always great to be reaching out to you in an authentic manner to help you make every day Saturday. That's why we're here, to know that our life mattered, right? To lend significance, I kind of specialize in this area of launching movements for everyday ordinary people with extraordinary dreams. And if that's you, would love to talk to you about it. Go to launchwithsam.com, book a call. I'll call you on my cell phone, and it'll be real. It'll be me, you know. We'll chat it up and see, are you ready to go? Let's get rocking and rolling. Let's get this movement launched. So my daughter and I were recording a series of videos for our church, which was really cool. They started out on Father's Day, so we recorded a week before that, whatever that was, a few weeks ago. It was on a Thursday. And they were going to air over the next 5 weeks. They are airing currently at our church. And it's just after the worship music ends, everybody sits down. And in between, there's this 2 to 3 minute video that comes up with announcements that are happening at our church. And there was a teleprompter that we were making the video. And it was pretty cool to have my 18-year-old daughter with me doing the announcements. Man, she was so damn polished and mature. I was looking around. Is that you? That the kid with a messy room? Never puts anything away? Leaves dirty dishes in the kitchen? That's you doing those announcements? Wow. All right. This is great, man. This is great. You clean up well on video, honey. So her name's Madeline. She did a fantastic job. Very, very articulate. Very well spoken. And so, and she never does this stuff. It's not like she's a professional speaker at all. But anyway, we were doing our lines, and I would say a paragraph, and she would say a paragraph, and then it would come back to me, and the video would go back and forth. And there was this word, and I don't know what it was. I want to say it started with a D. And see, I got some hard words that even at this stage of my life, turning 51 in a couple of days, there's words that are very hard for me to say. And I can't think of the words that sometimes it's a silent letter, like the word our, not O-U-R, but H, O-U-R, maybe honesty. Anything, hope, just things that I don't know why. I don't know why. But if you've ever stuttered, you know what I'm talking about. Stuttered, stammered, whatever you want to call it. If you've ever done that, there's words that you run from. You stay away from. You don't include them in any speech, any presentation. You avoid them like the plague. And I don't really have those. I used to have those words when I was a kid. Like I said, I could repeat them. They were usually words that started with a vowel, A-E-I-O-U, had a silent H or something like that at the beginning. I just couldn't say them, and I would stutter, and I'd look like a freak, and I would sweat, and my face would get red, and I'd start to really twitch. I mean, it was disgusting. It was just horrible. It was horrible, and it happened again a few weeks ago, and I'm a speaker. You know, I do this for a living. I podcast, and I speak on stage. I'm speaking in Orlando next month. I'm speaking in L.A. in August, and, you know, it's kind of what I do, and I don't normally have a problem stuttering unless the focus is all on me, and you may say, Sam, you're on stage. What? How's the focus never not on you? Well, I have slides, and I can always redirect the conversation to a topic I want to talk about that doesn't involve anything really difficult. And I can always, no one knows the words, and that's another thing. The words were pre-written. I had to say them. If I can ad-lib, I never stutter because I'll always find a word I can say in lieu of a word that I can't, you know? Like the old Porky Pig cartoons. That was pretty melica. I was pretty darn sad, you know? I'll always find a word to substitute. So anyway, and I'm telling you this story just to keep it real, man. You know, like, oh, you're a podcaster, 15 million downloads. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'm as flawed, more flawed than you'll ever be. I got more problems than, let me tell you something, man. It ain't about me at all. It's about just getting that dream off the ground and creating momentum. Because once you get momentum, and that's kind of the moral of the story, I'll show you the word I put in front that got me the momentum that got me to go through. It's so crazy, man. It's like a big mind-bending trip. So the fact that I'm sharing this with you just goes to show how far I've grown in this podcast. I would have never shared this 10 years ago, man. Just would have been so insecure to talk about it. But so we get to my part, and everybody's looking at me, and I can't get the word out. I can't, and I go, and my daughter's looking at me. And I don't know if she caught, I mean, I want to say nobody noticed, but it was so uncomfortable. I think everybody noticed. There was two other people filming, the videographer and the person who runs the teleprompter and oversees everything. And I'm like, oh, hey, can we just start over? And so I go, oh, sorry. And I purposely messed the line up. I just said a word that wasn't even in. I'm like, oh, hey, can we start from the top? And so Madeline had to say her paragraph again. And I'm thinking of this word. I want to say it was during, D-U-R-I-N-G, during, but I'm not quite sure because I think it started with a D and everybody's focused on me. And so it got to me and I added the crutch word, so. And I hate that because I teach people, don't ever do uhs when you're teaching or use the word so in such a manner where it sounds like a valley girl. Like, so we were down, and my kids do this. I go, no. So we went downtown. I go, you went downtown? They're like, yeah. I go, great. You didn't need the word to add the word so or like Mary called me. Okay. Did Mary call you? Yeah, Dad. Oh, so it wasn't like she called. She actually did call you. Okay, good. I just go ahead. And my kids hate that. They hate it. And so, but I'm trying to get them to never use the word like, because if you ever been in a conversation with a teenager or anybody who uses the word like to the point you're seriously contemplating having a drinking game, and every time they say like, you drink just to get through it. I mean, that's the level of what teenage girls can be at. Maybe boys too. I don't know. I don't have boys, but anywho, it gets to me, and I'm looking at this word, and I just add, I go, so during the next 3 weeks, we're going to, and then I went on and read, and the guy, Aaron, who was doing the video, he's like, oh man, hey, I like the way you ad-libbed at the beginning. I'm like, oh my God, he's calling it ad-libbing. I only added one word. That's called ad-libbing. My God, you have no idea how I really ad-lib, but thank you for not crucifying me for not going by exactly the script. Oh, it took me 6 minutes, 7 minutes to tell the story to you, to let you know everything's going to be okay, man. Whatever you got to put in front of what you got going on right now to create momentum in your life, just do it. You don't got to stick to the script. However you get through that damn thing, you get through it. And we had to do the same line 3 times, okay? Once, even if it was perfect, you have to do it 3 times for these announcements so they can, in case something happens with a video and they edit one or they lose one, they can always go fall back to the other two, or they can splice 3 of them together somehow, which is kind of funny for church announcements that only take a couple minutes to put that much work into it. But hey, I'm not there to make those decisions. I'll do it. So I had to say it again. And when it came up to me again, I go, okay, guys, let's take it from the top. So Madeline said her paragraph, and then it got to me, and I was like, so during the next 3 weeks, it was just that casual, because I can say the word so, because it starts with S. I can say any word that starts with S fine. Okay, I can't. I don't stutter when I say the word S. And so when I did that, again, perfect. And I that was my way. That was my teleprompter, using the word so in front of the very first word of the sentence. Or else, I'm telling you guys, and I am not lying. Trust me when I tell you, I would have stuttered and never gotten any of those words out. And I would have sweated, and I would have made it a complete embarrassment of myself in front of my daughter. Had I not been allowed to put a two-letter word in front of a paragraph, I would have embarrassed everybody, including myself. And I mean, I'm telling you, it was, and I don't know, you might be laughing. I'm telling you, it is. Now I can look back laughing because I'm laughing about it. In the moment, I'm telling you, man, it was anxiety to a level, full-blown, almost a full-blown panic attack. Oh, I mean, just talking about it, it's getting me, like, it just gets me worked up to even talk about it. And I'm sharing this with you for a lot of reasons. I mean, for number one, you're perfect just the way you are. Quit trying to be somebody else. You're just, I mean, all your flaws, all your sins, all the problems you got, you're perfect, okay? Just go with what you got. Nobody expects you to be walking on water. Only one person ever did that anyway. Just be who you are. Be who you are, number one. Number two, put something in front of your movement that causes you to create some momentum. If it's, you know, when you're getting up in the morning, if you can't get up at 6 o'clock, get up at 6:10, all right? Just get up, earlier than you're getting up now. Create momentum. Get that 30 minutes of exercise in. I don't care if you're just walking. It doesn't matter because exercising is contagious. Everything gets fired. The neurons in your brain, it's like, I want more of this. I want more of this. Once you do it a couple of times, it's feeding your body. It's like cake or chips, but in the opposite, in a good way. It's like your body is craving that exercise. Hey, we going for a walk today? It's going to start asking you. So just build that momentum. Use the crutch, whatever you got to do, whatever excuse, whatever story, whatever fantasy you got to put in front of that to get yourself to sell yourself on the fact that you got to get this thing going. Get it going. Because let me tell you don't want to be sitting around with that panic mode, anxiety, thinking about your bills, thinking about what could have been, thinking about regret, thinking about all these things you should have done, you didn't do, because you were sweating the small stuff, man. And it's all small stuff. It's all small stuff. So I'm just sharing this with you. I'm trying to be as authentic as I can, man, and just let you know that I almost had a full-blown damn panic attack in a church lobby shooting a video with my daughter, and I stopped it. Thank God I stopped it. By putting the word so. How stupid does that sound? You must be listening. How stupid is that? Well, for me, that's a real life battle I fight every day, is the ability to speak. And I know you're thinking, dude, I don't believe it. I'm telling you, I fight that anxiety battle every day to be able to speak properly. And I win the battle. Because you know what? You know when you're in a battle, you got to win the battle of the day. That's it. Did you win the battle today? That's it. And I'm not comparing it to drugs or alcohol or pornography or those, you know, really, really addictive things that people are battle every day. I'm one day sober, man. I'm 2 days sober. I mean, I'm battling trying to speak. I don't think it's that big a deal. Okay. I think those are way bigger issues. Okay. Mine is in my own head. And it's just trying to get that message out. And that's why I podcast. You want to know why I podcast 1, 2, 3 times a day? To keep myself sharp. You want to know why I put myself on stage in Orlando next month and LA the month after that? To keep myself sharp. Because if I didn't do it, and then I had to go do it 8 months of not talking at all, you bet your ass, man, I'd be up there stuttering like Porky Pig on a meth trip, okay? And it wouldn't be fun, and I wouldn't have a good time, and neither would the people watching me do it. So practice every single day what you love to do. It's not that you got to get perfect at it. Just practice every day. And I'm telling you, man, that just in 90 days, if you give yourself 90 days to shoot that video, record that audio, get to the gym, make that connection with people every day, 90 days of that, wow. I'm telling you, man, you'll look back and think you don't even recognize the person that you used to be. All right, let's get after it. That's pretty motivating. I felt good to get off my chest. No one else knows that story. Now, 15 million people know it, but prior to just right now, nobody else heard that story. You're the first one to hear it. Love you guys, man. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.